Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. I'm glad you've joined us today. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and the choir kids are here to sing for you and with you. How about calling a friend to listen too? Give them the call letters of your station and the frequency numbers so they can find it quickly. We don't want them to miss any part of the program, especially the Bible story coming up. Now, here's the choir.
What a wondrous message in God's word. My sins are blotted out, I know. If I trust in His redeeming blood, my sins are blotted out, I know. My sins are blotted out.
Thank you, choir, for that good message and song. You know, Bible clubbers, this morning I saw a verse on the calendar that stopped me in my tracks. It was drawn in fancy writing called calligraphy. You might learn how to write that way someday. It was beautiful. But the Bible verse is what stopped me. Do you know what it said? It said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. You may say, Oh, Aunt Carolyn, I've heard that verse before. Well, good for you, but have you ever really stopped to think about it? You know, most of the time you're strong and raring to go, but some mornings you don't feel so well. Maybe you have a bad cold or a tummy ache and you just don't feel like crawling out of bed. Or maybe something happens that makes you sad or worried. Or maybe a good friend moves away and you feel lonely. Things change in this world. People change. We ourselves change. But there's one person you can count on to be dependable, strong, and there for you every day. That person is the Lord Jesus Christ. He never changes. He never fails. No matter what happens around you, you can trust and depend on Him. The choir sometimes sings a good song that says it just right, this way. I can trust Him in the shadows. I can trust Him in the light. I can cast on Him my burden, walk by faith and not by sight. He invites my full surrender. He my guide and strength will be. I can trust in Him to keep His own through all time and eternity. Oh, if He loved us so much that He sacrificed His life on the cross of Calvary for our sins, if He would do that for you, you know He will be with you always if you trust Him as your Savior. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday and today and forever. Remember that verse. Look it up and mark it in your Bible. Hebrews is toward the end of the New Testament. Hebrews 8:13. Keep looking until you find it while the choir sings before story time. Choir?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
modest, gracious, and also a hard worker. She put her whole heart into every task, and God blessed her sweet attitude. One day out in a field with other poor people gathering grain, a special man entered the field. He was the landowner. He was strong and handsome and looked very rich. Ruth wondered who he was. She would ask Naomi when she got home that night. She noticed that he was a kind man. He greeted his workers with blessings when he came into the field, and he couldn't help but notice the beautiful young lady who was working so diligently. "Who is that new girl gleaning over there?" he asked the head of his work crew. "Well, sir, she's that girl who came back with Naomi from Moab. Her name is Ruth. She asked permission to glean here. She's a steady worker and minds her own business." Going over to her, the landowner spoke kindly. "From now on, just stay in my fields with my workers. You'll be safe with them, and feel free to drink water from their flasks." Humbly, Ruth thanked him. "Oh, I don't deserve such kindness, but thank you for being so gracious to me." The man smiled. "Well, word is out how your husband died in Moab, and how you left your people and heathen gods, and have come to trust in the God of Israel. We also see how you care for your mother-in-law. So, at lunchtime, come and eat with my workers." She accepted his invitation, and the man kept his eye on her. At lunch, he passed food to her and made sure she was treated well. When she excused herself to go back to work, he told his men to let her glean where they had harvested, and also in the standing grain, and to let a little extra grain fall on purpose for her. Oh, his workers may have thought he had fallen for this lovely girl. It seemed rather obvious. Ruth worked hard all day, and when she went home at dark, Naomi could hardly believe how much grain she brought. "My dear girl," she exclaimed, "where did you glean today?" And Ruth told her all about the kind landowner and how he had treated her. "His name is Boaz." Naomi caught her breath. "Oh, my dear," she exclaimed, "Boaz is our near kinsman." Near kinsman was a word filled with great meaning, for God had made a law for his people that if a man died leaving a widow, his brother or next of kin should redeem the wife and property for himself. It was God's good way of taking care of widows and keeping the land in the family. Day by day, Naomi observed Ruth and Boaz. It was clear by his actions that he loved Ruth. Naomi knew the customs and laws of Israel and set about a plan as Mrs. Matchmaker. "Now, Ruth, dress up nicely, put on some good perfume, and go up to the threshing floor tonight." And she told Ruth exactly what to do. During harvest, the threshing floor on the hilltop was a busy place. When the night wind blew, the men tossed their harvested grain up in the air, the wind blew away the chaff, and the grain fell back down on the ground. Their families also came and gathered to feast and praise God for the harvest. Afterward, as the families slept on the ground nearby, the men lay in a circle around the pile of grain. They lay with their heads nearest the grain and their feet out from it like spokes of a wheel, guarding the grain from night thieves. When everyone was settled to rest, Ruth followed Naomi's instructions. Lying down on the ground with her feet toward Boaz's feet, she pulled his blanket a little bit over her feet. I doubt she slept a wink. After a while, Boaz woke up. Maybe his feet were cold, but when he tried to pull up the cover, someone else's feet were there. At first he was frightened. Then he realized what was happening. Ruth was giving him her approval to seek her hand in marriage. Oh, it pleased him. He whispered, "I am indeed your kinsman. I want to redeem you, but there's one closer than I. He has first right to claim you, but I shall talk with him tomorrow." At dawn, he gave Ruth a whole shawl full of grain to take with her, and she hurried home to tell Naomi every detail. "It's good," Naomi said. "There's nothing more for you to do now. The next step is up to Boaz. The matter is in God's hands. Just wait quietly and see what God will do." Oh, waiting quietly can be hard when you really want things to move quickly. Sometimes God wants us just to calm down, trust Him, and let Him work things out. Psalm says, "Rest, be silent in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him." Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. God is good. If we will trust Him, He will work things out for His glory and our good. Just watch Him do it. And now God bless you till next time.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.